Praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord today. Wherever you are, just begin to tell God thank you right now. This is another day that God has kept you. It's another day that God has blessed you. It's another day that God has had mercy on you. It's another day that God has forgiven you. Come on and let's give God praise. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And for those of you who will be listening to the recording later, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, your spiritual multivitamin, your spiritual exercise and protection throughout your day. This is hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then ending with the signing your task for today. For today's teaching, we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Again, that is Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. And this is fire! This is fire! This is fire! God has a word for you today. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to stay connected and tune in with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you do not miss the fire by following the podcast. So the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen all day. Follow by texting DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information and more is on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. We're in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, reading from the KJV. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest where that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, in other words, at least to the banks, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore, listen at what God said about that slothful servant. Thou take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Last verse. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Isn't that powerful? Our topic for today's Daily Fire is growing your assets. Do not be an unprofitable servant. Growing your assets. Do not be an unprofitable servant. Many times as Christians, our only focus is growing our spirit, growing our soul. Can we acquire more titles? Can we be the bishop, the evangelist, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the apostle, the psalmist, and the organist? Can we be the leader of every auxiliary? Can we be the leader of every program? We are so focused on always growing ourselves and what we see as a spiritual perspective that we are no longer any earthly good and helping to grow the kingdom of Christ because we're broke. Isn't that good teaching already? Because we are broke. You see, somewhere along the way, we have taken hold of the misconception, the myth, and the falsehood that the only thing we are to worry about as Christians would be our souls. But no, God lets us know that he also gives us power to obtain earthly wealth, and we are to become good stewards and grow our assets. Isn't that a good word already? In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30 that I read unto you, Jesus was giving this parable here, and he was just teaching about how a slothful servant, one who won't do what he's supposed to, with the gifting and the assets that God has given unto him, will not only lose what he has, but or what he could have acquired, but even what he has will be taken from him and given to, guess what, the person who has more. Ah, see, this is some good teaching for you. Because in today's society, everyone is focused on the 1% and always saying, we want what the 1%ers have. They should not have it. We feel entitled to be able to say that because Bill Gates has more or Warren Buffett has more or some people are billionaires, Oprah and many others, that they should be required to give us their wealth. What kind of thinking is that? Stay with me. This is Daily Fire. This is where I empower you in every area of your life, because in doing so, you can then help expand the kingdom of God. We talk about, look at all the money they have. No one could have use that kind of money in a lifetime. Well, if you understand the concept of wealth and growing your assets, you will understand that those who have wealth are not just acquiring wealth for their lifetime, but for their children and their children's children and their children's children's children, future generations from their seed. So Jesus said here, the master left. And before he departed, he gave to his servants 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent. And when he came back, he looked to see what they had done with what he had given them. And he gave it to them according to their own abilities. So the one who had received 5 talents doubled what he was given, and the Lord or the servant, the Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Because you've been faithful over a few things,
I'll now make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. And so on with the one who had received 2 talents. He doubled it to 4. But what is interesting is the one who had received 1 went and buried his talent in the ground. He did not even place it in the bank to gain interest. And so when the master called for him to give an accounting, he said, look, I already know who you are. I already know that you desire to grow whatever you put your hands to. But I went and buried what you gave me in the ground. Here, take it back. And it says the master was angry with that servant. He said, the least you could have done was put the money in the bank so it could have gained interest and listen at the punishment. He didn't tell him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Because you've been faithful over a few, I'm going to give you much. He said, look, take from him even the 1 talent he has and give it unto those who have more. Why? Because they will use it. They will grow it. They will earn interest on it. He said, and take that unprofitable servant and cast him out into outer darkness. I'm teaching you today on growing your assets. Don't be an unprofitable servant. Whatever God has given you, spiritually, grow it. Whatever God has given you naturally in the way of your talents, grow them. Whatever God has given you financially, grow it so that you learn to create wealth, not just for yourself, but for your children and your children's children. Now, some of you are saying, Evangelist Rossi, you don't understand. You're an attorney and you live well. We don't have but 15 minutes, so give me a few more minutes to be a little transparent with you. I have not always been a good steward. I have not always lived well. I can't tell you how many times I would spend my money recklessly because I'm not only an attorney but a registered nurse. And so as a nurse, I was in executive leadership before I became an attorney due to my brother's incarceration. And because I knew I always had money coming in, I always spent it. There were many years that I didn't even have a good $1,000 saved in the bank for an emergency. Because I knew my paycheck was coming, and hey, I was going to have it no matter what. But God had to deal with me just like I'm dealing with you now, like he's dealing with you now, on becoming a good steward over what he has given me. And then even as an attorney, when I first opened my law office, I was so bent on helping people no matter what that I was charging almost pro bono fees and almost went insolvent. See, it is not enough for you to help others and not help yourself. It's not enough for there to be an emergency and you can't pay your rent during the emergency. You can't pay your utilities. You can't pay your car note because you were not putting your money and your talents to good use. Isn't this a good word? In the book of Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, the Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no public overseer or guide or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. In other words, the ant is always preparing for the dry times. Your summer is when you have a job. Your summer is when you have money. During that summer, you should always be preparing for the time of winter, for the time of famine. COVID-19, for example, caught us off guard. Many people have lost their jobs. And because people were living paycheck to paycheck and robbing Peter to pay Paul and buying so many great things during the summer of your lives, but not setting up anything for the winter when you didn't have any money, it drew people into such a tailspin that if they were unable to get a stimulus check or unable to get the unemployment that they applied for, they were going to lose everything they'd worked for. Brothers and sisters, may not have saved appropriately before, but you can change that now and begin to grow your assets. For those of you who don't have jobs, I recommend you go to CareerBuilder.com. CareerBuilder.com has employers from all over the nation that are hiring people who have degrees as well as people who don't. You can search by city, by state, your profession, the salary, how long the jobs have been on the market. Get yourself employed. There is no cost, and you can upload your resume and respond to the jobs for free. For those of you who have employment, you're now going to have to sit yourself down, and you're going to have to write out a budget. A budget includes tithe. A budget includes offering. Tithe is 10% and it is mandatory. The amount you give for offering is free will. That's between you and God. No matter how much the church asks for, it's up to you as to what you give, and just give it heartily. If you can give what the church asks for, fine. If you can give more, fine. If you can't, just give what you can give heartily and cheerfully unto the Lord. Your savings is a line item. Your goal is to try to save 20%. Give God 10, save at least 20% of each paycheck for yourself, and learn how to live off the other 70%. Isn't this good teaching? And some of you, you may have to get an extra job part-time to get to this point, but there is no shame in working to acquire what you need, to reposition yourself, okay? Learn to live off the 70%. That means your mortgage or your rent. That means your utilities, your car note, your car insurance, your cell phone. That means your groceries. See, groceries are a line item in my budget. I know I got to buy them, so I'm not going to let that be just left up to the wind. I am growing my assets. You're spending money. Should be a line item in your budget, because as a human, you want recreation. You want to go to the movies. You want to go to dinner. You want to buy your shoes and get your hair and nails done. Men, you like to go golfing. There's no shame in that, but do it within your budget. Budget for that. You should have life insurance. That should be in your budget. Because if you're going to grow your assets to create wealth for yourself and your children's children, the last thing you want to do is to put them in a situation to have to go start a GoFundMe to bury you. You want to look at your bank accounts and see what is the amount of interest you are gaining. I am a strong advocate of credit unions. The interest a credit union pays you on your money is usually double to triple the yield you will get at a regular bank any day. Now, I use Navy Federal because I am prior service. So if you are in the military, if you have any family member who's been in the military, any of that, or if your own job has its credit unions, but Navy Federal is great. Their interest on CDs is like 3.50. Which is awesome, no matter how much you put in. Most CDs, if you start off with 1,000 or something, the interest might be 1% or 1.25 that you earn. But Navy Federal, 3.50, you can open a CD with as little as $50. They have CDs that you can actually continue to deposit into. You need to look at the credit unions. If you're a member of a credit union, they make loans for smaller amounts, $2,500, $3,500, whereas your banks will usually start at $10,000 or $20,000. And usually you only have to have been a member 6 months. So begin to research your money. Now, I still use a major bank because you need those banks. You know, they're everywhere. But focus on savings and CDs where your money will earn the greater interest. Grow your assets. Isn't this good teaching? The other thing is that if you are a member of a credit union, they usually offer accidental death and dismemberment life insurance as well. I paid $30 for $300,000 worth of protection. Did you hear me? $30 for $300,000 worth of accidental death and dismemberment insurance. And then, of course, you want to also have your whole
life insurance, right, but in case you die of, you know, natural causes, not an accident. But I'm trying to show you how to grow your assets. We got to go. Our time is run. I'm going to finish this tomorrow. Make sure you don't miss it. Part two of giving you some other steps that I have taken, but the things you can already focus on now are making sure you have income. Whether you're going to have to get another job, work part-time, looking at your budget, moving yourself to the 10, 20, 70% rule, rebudgeting to see how you can bring yourself down to that 70%. Tomorrow, I'm going to actually go through my budget with you. I'm not going to tell you how much money, but every line item. So come prepare with pen and paper and compare this to your budget and see if you have these things in it. I tell you, I'm able to live within my budget every month and save well, but I wasn't always that good steward. Isn't this good word? We got to get ready to go into prayer today, but you really don't want to miss tomorrow as well, okay? And I'm going to give you some more scriptures for those. So last scripture I'll give you is this, and we're going to go into prayer. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and it's worse than an infidel. Your first responsibility after tithing to God and giving your free will offering is to your own home, your own self. You must save for your own household. Isn't this a good word? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Thank you for being patient with me. Daily fire, it empowers you in every area of your life. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you for this powerful word today. This is fire, teaching us how to grow our assets and not be unprofitable servants. Lord, I ask that this word, I pray that this word falls on good ground, that after we come out of this, people will position themselves to never again be in a situation where they cannot pay 1 month's worth of rent, a car note, or they cannot pay their utilities, where if they don't receive some kind of incentive from the government, everything that they've worked so hard for would be lost. Then, Father, I've been there, so I can empathize. I can relate. But I praise you that through my testimony, others will be delivered from financial bondage today. Now, Lord, I ask that you would bless everyone listening. Lord, that you would bless them in the city and bless them in the field, that you would open doors and make ways. Never again, God, will they be slaves to the financial status. But they will be those who can give and lend and not need to borrow. They will be the head and not the tail. And because they are financially sound, they can help expand and finance the kingdom of God. Now, Lord, we thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. We say thank you. Come on and tell God thank you. Tell him thank you for the word. Tell him thank you for your liberation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This is great word. If I just could tell you what I went through, but I'm going to share that with you tomorrow in more detail. I was broke. I have been broke before. I'm going to share with you how I got to where I am now. Make sure you tune in. Let's do the altar call. For those who are unsaved, for those who have backslidden, please repeat after me. Or if you have not been a good financial steward or the best that you could have been, Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of not being a good steward of my finances. I repent of not managing my money as best as I could. I repent of not using my talents that you gave me to create wealth, to retain wealth for me, my household, my children, and my children's children. Now, Lord, I ask for forgiveness.
I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I ask you to come into my life now and be my King. Now I confess I am saved. Now I confess I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Look, don't miss tomorrow. If you want to be in an awesome financial situation this year, you will not miss tomorrow's teaching. All right, our topic for today is growing your assets. How to grow them. Don't be an unprofitable servant. Your task for today is to look at your budget. Look at your bank accounts. See if you are gaining the best interest. And if not, begin to research some credit unions close to you and at least get a savings there. I use the major banks for my checking. I use the credit union for savings and CDs because I get the best interest. Now, you may find a bank that gives you comparable interest, but research it out. The master said in that teaching, you could have at least put the money in the bank and have gained interest. Make demands on your money. Don't just give it to the bank and they're giving you the least interest. We're going to talk about some more tomorrow. Change is going to come. This is my
It's been a long time coming, but I know.